AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military says U.S. forces boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea as part of the Trump administration's efforts to continue targeting sanctioned tankers traveling to and from Venezuela. The vessel Olina was seized before dawn. Records show the federal agent who shot Renee Good in Minneapolis on Wednesday is an Iraq War veteran who has served for nearly two decades in the Border Patrol and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The records obtained by the Associated Press show Jonathan Ross has served as a deportation officer with ICE since 2015. Ross shot 37-year-old Renee Good as she tried to drive away from federal agents. In other news, the jobs market has closed out a year of weak gains. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
American employers added a sluggish 50,000 jobs last month, nearly the same as in November. Layoffs and unemployment have also been low, with the jobless rate falling to 4.4%, the first drop since June. Still, the jobs market is frustrating job seekers. The data suggests employers are reluctant to hire even as the economy grows, partly due to President Trump's shifting tariff policies and elevated inflation. Most economists, though, expect hiring will pick up this year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Iran, the country's judiciary chief has vowed decisive punishment for protesters. The announcement comes after Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei criticized President Trump's support for the protesters, calling Trump's hands, quote, stained with the blood of Iranians. The government has shut down the internet and is blocking international calls. The protests began over Iran's struggling economy. At least 50 people have been killed in the violence. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israel strikes across Gaza have killed at least 13 people.
Israel's army says it struck Hamas infrastructure and fighters in southern and northern Gaza in response to a failed projectile launched by militants from the Gaza city area. Health officials and family members say at least one child was among the dead in northern Gaza. The phased ceasefire between Israel and Hamas remains in its initial stage as efforts continue to recover the remains of the final Israeli hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, the appointment of Bulgarian politician Nikolai Mladenov as Director General of President Donald Trump's Board of Peace in Gaza makes him the top official in an unproven international body tasked with governing the Strip under the next phase of a fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire after 2 years of war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.